Beech or Fagus sylvatica is one of the most popular hedges planted in Ireland. It's not evergreen, but the leaves do remain on the hedge right throughout the winter in their brown leaf form. So it does give good screening in that way. The leaves just fall off just a few weeks or a week or two before the new foliage and new green leaves appear. So you kind of have good coverage right throughout the winter. Beech is funny. It's a kind of a love it or hate it type of hedge. Some people love it because of the colour change and it gives that lovely autumnal feel. And other people just do not like it because it turns brown. They just want evergreen. And so people often ask me what's the best hedge to go for. And as I always say, it's a matter of personal choice, really, whatever you like, you know. It makes a very good hedge. It's a relatively inexpensive plant to buy, but you do need to plant more plants per square meter than any other. Sometimes on the smaller 2.5 foot plants, we put five plants to the meter. So because it's strange enough for a hedging plant, it doesn't necessarily transplant awfully well. So you have to put them in quite thick to get a hedge in a reasonable amount of time. But if you plant those 2.5 foot plants, in about 3 years, you should have a 5 foot hedge, 4 to 5 foot hedge, and be fairly dense if you use that spacing. Put them in too far apart and you'll be years waiting for the hedge to thicken up. We sell beech hedging from all sizes, from about 2.5 feet up to 6-8 foot as well, and it's always going to be popular in Ireland beech. It just suits the climate here and it grows at a reasonable rate of growth, and then it's pretty easy to maintain it afterwards, you know. So this is a couple of the main reasons why it does well. It prefers going to good soil, it won't grow on heavy wet ground. So that's sometimes can be an issue depending on your location. Other than the green beech, there's also the purple beech, or copper beech it's often called as well. Now, both of these hedges look exactly the same in winter, both of them brown leaves, and it's hard to tell, you wouldn't tell them apart in the winter. But when the growth does come and the new foliage comes, the purple beech, the leaves come out a lovely bright purple, and it's really a spectacular hedges in the beginning of the year. It's nice throughout the year, but it's at its best in the first couple of months of the late spring, early summer, April, May and June, that kind of time of the year. The problem with the copper beech is it's three times more expensive, and so that's why you don't find as much of it as planted as the green beech. But both of them make excellent hedges, and both of them are easy to maintain, and there'll always be a demand for beech hedging. I think it's one of the most popular, but behind the common laurel is certainly the most popular hedging. It's maybe even more popular than common laurel. It's hard sometimes. Some years you sell more common laurel than you sell beech, and some years you sell more beech than common laurel. So, but it's definitely one of our top selling hedges anyway, and I think it always will be.
Just a question for you, Andrew. People will understand beech is a tree. Is there a specific thing, variety for hedging, or is it the same as a tree?
No, that's a good question. Beech, trees and beech hedging are all the one plant. It's just basically the way you trim them. Beech tree, you allow it to grow up and have a main stem and a main trunk and grow into a big tree, whereas the beech hedging, you start clipping it from an early age. Once you've planted it, you can clip it the first year if you want to make it bushy, but generally people leave it for maybe 2 years or so and then give it a clip. But this transforms it from being a tree to being a hedging plant, basically.
Okay, and do you grow beech hedging yourself in your nursery? You do?
We do. We have a couple of acres of beech here that we grow, and we find it a big seller for us as well. You know?
Is there much work involved in growing it in the nursery?
No, it's like all hedging. It takes, you know, you have to put a lot of effort.